Okay, everybody. Tim Wingate here, reporting with Elaine on the new developments here, Central Time. It's 1:20 p.m. New England time is 2:20 p.m. here on Saturday, the 15th of September, and apparently the concert has been called off or at least interrupted by marshals. And I have Elaine with me here on the phone. Elaine, can you tell us what's going on?
Yes, Tim. Apparently there are four U.S. Marshals about a quarter of a mile down the road from our home, and they are preventing anyone from coming here. Now, earlier today, two of our guests went down. They were going into town to do pick up a couple of things, and they were stopped by the marshals. They had to show identification. They had to get out of their car and go into a tent that the marshals have erected. They said it was like a gazebo thing, where they were searched for weapons and the vehicle was searched. They had to give IDs, and apparently the marshals did not want to allow them to come back here. They told them to leave and not come back. But they were driving someone else's car and couldn't go because that would leave this person stranded, so they were allowed to come back and they are still here. So others, in the meantime, have tried to come in and have been turned back by the marshals. And I assume that they are all being treated the same way. They're being made to give identification. They're being searched. Their vehicles are being searched.
I talked with a mutual friend of ours, Art, and he basically told me the same thing, that they had searched the vehicle, gave them a piece of paper that warned them that if they return and try to enter the property, it's aiding and abetting convicted felons who are, I guess, fugitives.
Yes.
So we see that the feds now have stepped up their harassment policy, and the feds are going to try and do all this interdiction, if you will, on anybody coming to supply. Are you guys okay, though, at this point? Do you have enough supplies to get by for a while?
Yep, we're fine here. We have half a dozen people who came in last night who are with us. Now, I guess that they were just here to for the concert because the neighbors had complained, and so they were here for the to protect the neighbors. Our guest asked them, well, are you going to be protecting us too? And they, of course, did not get an answer.
Right.
But I guess they made the comment that they weren't doing anything else today. They're just stopping people from coming in for the concert.
So in other words, it's basically, it is harassment, though. This is, you know.
Of course.
It'll be interesting to see if in the future they try the same tactics that I remember that they've done at different places that they have decided to lay siege to, and that is they'll set up speakers and start broadcasting sounds of rabbits being killed and all kinds of god-awful heavy metal music.
I
wonder how the neighbors will respond to that.
They might have to listen to it also, huh? I just lost my train of thought. Oh, I know. They're really stepping things up. Apparently, three other people in New Hampshire have recently been arrested on income tax charges.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand from October 10th to the 15th, the feds are going to be conducting martial law exercises.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah. What is that telling us?
What does that tell us exactly? You know, it's a little scary. You know, folks, you look back on the situation as it's slowly developing here. The water in the pot is being turned up, the heat's turning up, and all of us frogs are slogging around in the water talking about how the heat's being turned up. You know, some people say, well, frogs need to jump out of the pot. No, frogs need to tip the pot over and put out the fire.
There you go. Absolutely. Looking to me, you know, Ed and I were talking this morning, and we have one of our spiritual advisors who actually came in last night who was here, and it's really seeming like it's beginning to stop the end days, just the way the evil is expanding. They're stepping up their program. Fortunately, our side is stepping up also. More and more people are becoming aware. They're waking up, and they're starting to question very seriously.
Yeah, I'm afraid that it's they're going to push the freedom-loving people in this country into a position where they have no choice but to exercise a Michael Collins gambit.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Folks, if they want to know what that is, go to freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, where I've also posted the Michael Collins gambit. And this is not something that we want. We do not want any kind of violence.
Absolutely. This is a spiritual war. It will be won on a spiritual level.
Well, that's true. That's true, but also spirituality implies that there's a physical demonstration of it as well.
Oh, yes.
And,
and
sometimes
yes.
It seems that the other side wins at first because they start the violence.
Yep.
But
that's
in the
right.
long run,
good point. Yeah.
They lose. And I know people, you look back in history and you see all the terrible experiences of dictators and empires that have arisen from Napoleon to Hitler to Stalin to, any of these things. They come and they go. You know, who would have thought that 30 years ago or so, the Soviet Union only had a few more years to exist before it fell?
Oh, I know. It was like, insurmountable erection of power and tyranny,
yes.
And then it just suddenly collapsed.
Yeah. Same situation. I'm in this country, if the, and I call them the mutated federalists, do not understand that what they're pushing is not according to the Constitution. Actually, I honestly believe they do, Elaine. I
mm-hmm.
really do.
Yeah.
I picked up years ago, I read The Prince by Machiavelli. I also picked up the 48 Laws of Power. And one of the laws of power, I forget if it's 46 or 47, something to that effect in that area toward the end, says give the appearance as if the old still exists while you continue to actually push for the new way. And that is one of the things that is occurring with FedGov, is that they're giving the appearance that the old is still there, that we're still a republic with reasonable laws and fair playing field and a fair trials, and it's not.
Right, yeah. It certainly isn't.
Well, anything else that you would like to say to the rest
I think
of
that pretty wraps up today, Tim.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said that pretty much wraps it up for today. So if anything new occurs, I will certainly give you a call.
Well, please do. And, of course, we're going to try and stay in touch over the weekend to find out what else the feds do. Right now, they are obviously what they're doing is they're laying a siege line, a blockade, stopping people from getting into the Browns. I understand that there has been movement off property, but around your property, and I guess on neighbors' property?
We think that has occurred. Something came through on a walkie-talkie by accident a couple of days ago. Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if there's a possibility that some of the compatriots out there that are members of the various Patriot Underground groups, that if they would approach the neighbors in a maybe an official or constitutional capacity and do a little finding out as to whether or not the neighbor's been approached by the feds to allow them on their property, if find out exactly what is going on around the property, if at all possible. It's just it's silly. I would hope that some of the news organizations that are still free and independent would send some news teams there at least to film the marshals and what the marshals are doing. We need to know who the marshals' names are, where they, what offices they're out of, where there's authority. They're harassing your friends, your supporters, the people who care about not only your stand, but what you and Ed are doing, Elaine. Mm-hmm. It's, you know.
Well, we know one of the marshal's names is Gary DiMartino out of the Concord office.
Yeah.
He's there. Yeah. I mean, these guys are all armed, you know. So.
Well, of course they're armed. You know, that's their position. Of course, our regular propaganda television media has blown these guys up into such a, you know, wonderful thing. You had the U.S. Marshals movie a few years ago. You know, we had the remake of the movie The Fugitive with the U.S. Marshals. You've got he's a Texas Ranger, I guess, but, you know, we have a lot of television propaganda, movie propaganda out there glorifying the police in the police state, and people forget it's not dragnet-type cops anymore, cops that actually were trying to follow the law. What we have here are police state type who do not understand that what they're doing is wrong. It is wrong.
Oh, wrong. But they do whatever they want because they have the power and they're standing there with a gun.
Right.
It matters not what the law says. They do whatever they want to do because physically they can.
And this is the other thing that gets me is I was listening to Ed, he did one for Fred earlier this morning, an audio blog as well, and talked about that the young man from who was the videographer who had been hassled by
Terry.
By Terry, that he claims that they had threatened him with sodomy.
Right. Yep. If he spoke the truth about what happened to him when he was detained, and if he tried to make a documentary about Ed and Elaine, then they were going to destroy his life. This is how they operate. I mean, they did similar things to Danny Riley.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, both these guys were smart enough to immediately go public with it.
And this is the only way, is complete exposure and transparency as to what these thugs are threatening. How dare they? It's one thing to take away, supposedly, under the color of law, somebody's freedom because they supposedly transgressed a crime. They sinned against the state. And it's one thing to do that, but to threaten them with bodily harm, to threaten them with sexual assault, that's barbaric. That is pagan. That is pagan and barbaric. And those people deserve no loyalty whatsoever.
Right.
America, it's time to get enraged. It's time to get angry. It's time to take and confront these people on their home turf, find out where they live, picket their homes, confront them and their neighbors with this unlawful at the very least, unlawful, pagan, barbaric behavior. And it is time to expose this and let people know who these people are that are perpetrating this kind of junk. This is supposed to be America. We are Americans. And there, in some ways, Elaine, it's kind of like the chickens have come home to roost because it was Americans who turned around and did this kind of behavior to the Native Americans as they spread across the country and with that doctrine of manifest destiny.
Yeah, true.
And now it's turn around and come back that because we, this kind of thing was allowed, the perpetrators, government out of control, is turning around and doing it now again to its own people.
Yes.
It's time for this to stop, America. Listen, everybody needs to really make a prayer, say a prayer, think good thoughts, ring a bell, whatever you do in your spiritual belief and discipline to send protection and care and love and good energy toward Ed and Elaine. Please do that.
And start calling the marshal's office, the sheriff, the local police chief, just like you guys have done in the past.
Yes.
Keep the pressure on. Let them know that they're being watched.
They are being watched. Please, America, we need your help. We need you to do this. All right, Elaine, thanks for being on with me. Appreciate it. I'm going to sign off the blog here. If you want to hang on with me for a second, please do.
Okay.